Parshas Pekudei, Beis Tefillah, Tovshin Ayin Vav. As we start our topical halacha series, Shir, and today is the Accountant's Day. Moshe Rabbeinu, in great length, pasuk after pasuk, in great detail, accounts what did he do with all the richness entrusted to him. And this leads rise to a very important question. Is a trustee, a gabbai, whether it's a gabbai tzedakah or a gabbai of a shul, anyone who's holding public funds, is he obligated to supply a doch, accounts, din v'cheshbon, the money that came in, the money that was spent, how much is left? Is he obligated, the dinner, to supply that information or not? I'm a trustee, I've been appointed, my job is to spend the money, so I don't have to give you accounts. That's what we'd like to discuss together today. The Gemara in Bava Basra, Tes Amud Aleph says, Tanu Rabbanan, Ein mechashvin b'tzedakah. We don't request, we don't ask the gabbai tzedakah, where did you give the money? V'loi behegdesh, im agizborin, or hegdesh money, there's a gizbar in charge of the hegdesh money. We do not challenge him and say, where did the money go to? She'ne'emar, the pasuk in Melachim, V'loi chashvu es ha'noshim asher yitnu es ha'kesef al yodom, referring to the building of the first Beis HaMikdash, they didn't request accounts from the people who were given the money. Lo says lo'isei ha'melacha, the people who were entrusted to pay the salaries of the workers were not challenged to say, where did they give us the full accounts that you didn't, no money slipped into your pockets, didn't stick, the money didn't stick to your hands. They weren't challenged. Ki be'emuno heim oisim, they're doing be'emuno. Emuno means trust. And that's where it's paskund in Shulchan Aruch Yerodea Reish Nun Zayin Tzi Beis Ein Mechashvim B'tzedakim Gabbai Tzedakah. We don't request accounts, as it says, Ach lo yichashvu lo yichashiv itom es hakesef anitan al yodom kemunei b'emunei moisim. We don't request accounts from the gabbai tzedakah. And the Ramah says, Hu adin b'chol hamamunim al hatzibur. Same is true for any public position, even not a tzedakah position. Also, we do not request accounts. So therefore, we learn the Shulchan Aruch, the gabbai of the shul was given all the membership fees. He's given the Yom Kippur appeal money. Not tzedakah, it's for the shul. Not for anim, it's for the running shul. He doesn't have to give a cheshbon. He doesn't have to show that the money wasn't funneled into his own pockets. As they zok the Shulchan Aruch, another base for this idea is, says the Marie Weil, we have another precedent for this. The din is an apotropos. A person dies, he leaves young children, we appoint an apotropos, a guardian, who runs their affairs. Now, these are young kids. Who is to say they didn't channel money to himself as well? Says the man, Yitinun Beis Amad Aleph, we do not request the apotropos to swear that he didn't take the money for himself. He's been trusted. So likewise, a person who was appointed for a position, we trust him. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. But comes the Ramah and says the Ramah, O mekol makom, kidei shiyu nikiyim mehashem yisrael, toiv lehem niten cheshbon. there's a concept called Ba'yisa Nakim. A person should not give place for rumors. People are going to be gossiping, going to be saying, "Ah, the Gaba, you saw his new car." Do you think? Quiz. Get the connection. The shul's debt and his new car. Get it? I didn't say it wasn't me. I didn't say anything. It wasn't me. A person shouldn't allow himself that he should be a topic of gossip, that he should be suspected. But you said, Nakim, be clean. And therefore, they're not mechuyav, you don't have to. But it's toiv, it's a good idea for the gabbai to give a cheshbon, not to leave any place for gossip. Says the Bach. What the Rama told us, it's good to give a cheshbon, even though you don't have to, has no source in the poskim. The Bach breaks his head. Where did the Rama get this from? Until the Bach tells us what's the source of the Rama, that you should give a cheshbon even though you don't have to. No? Moshe Rabbeinu, Parashas Pikudei. The source is this week's Parasha. The Gro on the spot elaborates even more. And he quotes the Medrash. The Medrash by us in Parashas Pikudei. And the Medrash asks, why did Moshe Rabbeinu offer to give accounts? Why? Lama? Hashem describes him, Avdi Moshe b'chol beisi ne'eman hu. Hashem calls Moshe a trustworthy person. So why should Moshe Rabbeinu bother to give accounts? Hashem trusts him. Is that not good enough? Says the Medrash, Moshe Rabbeinu overheard people gossiping. As it says in the Pasuk, when Moshe would go leave the camp to go to his tent, they would stand up, they would continue to gaze at him. What were they gazing at? Says one opinion in the Medrash, they were saying, look at his neck. It's so fat. Look how fat his neck is. Meaning, why is he fat? What do you think? So his friend says back to him, what do you think? A person who's controlling, is in charge of Melechas HaMishkan, don't you expect him to be rich? Machashavta. His friend says back to him, of course, yeah, a person involved with so much money, you think he's not going to be rich? And Moshe Rabbeinu overheard that, immediately said, Eilu Pkudei Hashem, I'm making a cheshbon. I'm going to show you I didn't take any money for myself. So based on this, this is the source of a Yisem Nekim. A person should, it's an Eitz HaToivo, not a Choivo, but the Gabbai from his own part should wish to give a cheshbon to show that his palms are clean, not to give any base for gossip. So again, we've seen the Shulchan Aruch says, you patur. Midinah, there's no chiyuv. You're trusted. The Rama says, the Gabbai from his own accord should wish to give an account. But sometimes, there's actually a chiyuv to give an account. Because we said, what's the reason the Shulchan Aruch says he doesn't have to give an account? Because the Emunah, he was trusted. Says the Shach, that if koyim olav tago, there's people have complaints, people have proofs, shelo yinoal keshura v'choish dimoisa badovo, there's specific complaints about this gabbai, that he's taking money for himself or misspending it, shirol istapik beina dayonim, it's strong enough that dayonim, when they hear it, they appreciate and They say this needs clarification. Not just a wild gossip. Gossip, not gossip, there's serious accusations against this person. Then pshita shetzor atet cheshbon. Then there's a chiyuv to give cheshbon. Why? Because you can't say mun anymore. It's not, this guy's not, you can't trust him anymore. The Marie Vile, who was the source of this remark, it's like Apotropos. Even though we trust in Apotropos, but if we find he's losing the children's money, if we know that he's wasting their money, then we fire him, and he has to swear that he didn't take money for himself. So we've discovered if there's serious accusations against him, Me'ikar Din, he has to provide the cheshbon. The Aruch HaShulchan says, he comes with a different point, and he says, look, if you appointed al das, that you should give an account, if this is the understanding ahead, you want to be the gab of the shul, we'd like to offer you to be the gab of the shul, but we expect you to give an account. And he says, kemdumeni shekena minhag. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, I think this is the minhag, it's self understood, it's expected, then it's different. And he says, Kol Sheken, if you're given a salary, then you have to give a cheshbon. The whole reason you don't have to give a cheshbon normally, it's a big tircha to remember to write down all the details. If you pay for it, then we rightfully expect you to give a cheshbon. So what came out just now? We saw three levels. Shulchan Aruch says you're potter. Ramah says you should. It's a good idea for yourself. Protect yourself. Give a cheshbon. If you came under suspect, or it's the minhag, or that you're being paid for it, then you have to give a cheshbon. Now comes a very important question. So you have the gabbat tzedakah. He wants to give a cheshbon. He has to give a cheshbon. So he's going to provide a detailed list, all the income, the money that came in, the money that was spent. The problem is, many times, it involves sensitive information. There are donors who gave money to the shul. They do not want everyone to know about it. Maybe donors who gave money to the Kupa Shet Tzedakah, they don't want to be haunted by having 1,000 people following them up. They gave a betzina. They don't want, it was given privately to the Gabbat Tzedakah. They don't want their name to be publicized. They gave $100,000 check, because they're going to get visitors 24 hours a day in the hell. They don't have the ability to take that. It was given betzina. It's private information. And do you know what? He has to give account where he spent the money. So he's going to write, I gave to that oni, to that person who's about to go bankrupt, I gave him money. This sensitive information it's not right to publicize. But on the other hand, he has to account for the money that comes in, he has to account for the money that goes out. Or, you have a yeshiva. So a yeshiva wants to give an account. So he's going to put up on the wall, everyone has to know the salaries there, every rav, how much that would. So a salary is called private information. It's not fair that everyone has to know your salary. It's not my, why? Especially cause of friction, because he gets a higher salary than I do. But Tom, I started working before he started working. Mama, it's sensitive information. It's private information. So what's supposed to be done? On one hand, you want to give a cheshbon, but you are limited to the money coming in, because some of it could be black money, some of it could be money that wasn't white collar donation, it was a black money came in. The guy doesn't want his name, not masking that you publicize his name. And the money going out also sometimes, many times, is sensitive, it's private. So we're stuck. What's supposed to be done? So, in fact, the Shach picks up on this. The Shach in Reish Nun Zayin Sif Gimel, quoting from a revile, that there's in fact two types of cheshbonos. If we have a shutfus, we have money, we have a business together, I put money in, you put money in, you'll be running the business, so I'm fully entitled to know every penny spent, every shekel spent. So shutfus, I want to know. Please show me why we're in debt. Where did all the money? Where did it go to? So the boss has to show the investor, you know, the shutaf. In the case of tzedakah, of a tzibur, it's not the case. You have sensitive information. Therefore, what should be done if the gabbai has been under suspect and he does have to provide din v'cheshbon? The kahal should appoint a ne'eman, someone they trust, maybe the rav of the community, or they should appoint someone they trust, and he should privately hear the cheshbon. It won't be made public, but it will be delivered if the gabbai has been under suspect and we're entitled to know where the money went to. So then we'll take the tzibur will appoint someone trustworthy who will hear privately where the money went to, and he'll tell the tzibur, I heard about, I was told and I accept, and indeed he was doing the right thing, and the money was wisely spent. He didn't take money for himself. He won't be able to tell the tzibur exactly where it went to, because it's private information. So the ma'aser, it comes out. So we're going to come up with three levels. This I found in a sefer called Mishpatei HaTorah, Chelek Gimel, Amud Kuf Ayin Dalet. So go like this. For the gabbai tzedakah, who's not under suspect, that means, so within the Yisem Nekim, so it doesn't make sense he should be calling someone in and giving all the private information, all the secrets, and who the anim of the city. People who look very rich and they're anim. You have people giving donations, they don't want to know about it. It doesn't make sense that the gabbai, just to clean his name, should be revealing that information. It's secrets. But he wants to keep do Bayisim Nekim. Therefore, he should give a general din v'cheshbon. Pachot yoter. You'll see that in shuls. Without going into details, but the donations to the shul were X, 100,000. The expenses of the shul, the electricity, was 50,000 shekel. The salaries were now 25. That's what you should do. What?
The way that people invest money, there's also say it's $1 million revenue. They're not taking half of themselves. They're taking 5% or 2% of everything themselves, ends up being worth it. So if you give general numbers, that doesn't satisfy.
Uh-huh. But if the guy is not under suspect, and he's not, then what's the alternative? It's like a tshuva. It gives a feeling that he's not living wild, not living hefka. My tshuva thought, what's the alternative? That the gabbai was not under, he's just within the Yisim Nekim. That's what shuls do. They give a general account. And Achinami, you have to trust the gabbai. You don't trust him, you should get someone else in. My chalasot. It's not right, he should give detailed account, sodas, to the public. We should appoint a special vada that they should invest, interrogate him every year and hear all the people they brought to him. It's also not fair on the gabbai to treat him like a criminal. There's a trial, we didn't make it in the game. That's what he suggests. If the shul thinks different, they're entitled to demands from the gabbai in advance, but you probably find that people will be very hesitant to be gabbaim. If they know they're going to be interrogated for every shekel, and no one trusts them, they're probably no one's going to be to a gabbai. It's also not a solution.
And what about all the sensitive, what about the sensitive money? What? Okay, that's what's done. On an annual basis. Okay. It depends what the shul wants. You see many shuls that they don't give accounts at all. Even they do, it's very general. That's the reason why, because it's not mikra din. But if they've been under suspect, or it's shutfin, a shutfin has to give a full account. Because the shutfin are entitled. I want to know where my money went. Okay. Now, we have a different form of an account. We have specialist doctors. Specialist doctors have Talmidim who study by them to learn the trade. And the doctor has to give an account to the hospital and grade who are the good students, who are the lousy ones. And what happens is, the doctor has to give in a report. He dictates it to his secretary. Now the doctor is l'toeles. The hospital needs to know who are the good students and who are the lousy ones. It's l'toeles. Allows his students not right to be a doctor. The doctor himself has to give the information. It's important to the toilets. But the secretary, why should the secretary be exposed to very private information? It's gnus. For gnus chaveroi, lashon hara, it's not beloy toilets. So this question was posed to the Tzitz Eliezer in Chelek Chof, Simon Nun Beis, this very question. And he points out it's not just a question of a hospital, it's a question to all secretaries. Secretaries in factories, they get exposed to private information about workers and who are the bosses who they're unhappy with. Yeshiva, also the secretary she's told private information about certain bokrim that Rosh Hashiva is very angry with. Wants to throw the bokhar out, and they're discussing it, and she gets exposed. It's a very general question. Says the Tzitz Eliezer, he has two heterim. Says the students, when they come in, they know about this. They know that a report will be given, and they know that the doctor, the head doctor, has a medical secretary, and they know that's Al Das Kane. So they can't complain. Second of all, since the doctor has no choice, because he doesn't have time to type it out himself, so it's all called to LS. That's what the Tzitz Eliezer says. Again, 2 points. Number one, that Al Das Kane, the doctors come, the students come in Al Das Kane, they know this is the procedure. It says Mechila. And number two, it's all the toilets because the doctor doesn't have time. In the Sefer Nishmas Avraham, he was written by Professor Avraham. He sent questions to Mamash to there's a whole sefer of questions he asked of Shlomo Zalman, Yoshi, Tzitz Eliezer. And he asked Rav Neuwirth. Rav Neuwirth said, he compares this to a Reuven has to tell Lashon Hara to Elis to Shimon. But Reuven and Shimon don't speak the same language. Take an example. Shimon lives in France. He phones Reuven up to inquire about a certain Bachar. And Reuben has very important Lashon Hara Toeles, information is telling. You show this Bachar, he's violent, he's wild, he's critically ill, he's mentally unstable. These are things you have to say. But Reuben doesn't speak French. Shimon doesn't speak English or Hebrew. So what are they going to do? How's Reuben going to relay the information to Shimon? You tell me. I'll find a translator. You find a translator. He'll tell the translator, you should know, this Bachar has terrible, terrible chesronos. And the translator will tell it to Shimon. You're going to tell me, you're going to tell me that it's Lashon Hara for the translator to know? It's not Lashon Hara because it's necessary. Here as well, the secretary is necessary for the doctor to be able to communicate with the hospital. It's necessary. He asked of Shlomo Zalman, said of Shlomo Zalman, no. The doctor should dictate the report to the secretary anonymously, and then when the doctor comes to sign, he'll fill in the student's name. Very nice. The secretary won't know who it's about, and the doctor will just fill in the blank. What?
Very nice when the circumstances allow. What if the doctor has three students, but it's like obvious
He said, "Im ef shar, if the bill defari as mutar." Shem Zan said, "If I have no choice, the safe." In the Sefer Chashukei Chemet, on Sanhedrin Amud Aleph Amud Aleph, there he spoke to Rav Yoshev. So of course it's a good idea to write anonymously. But if it doesn't work, if she knows who the doctor, she, even if you write anonymously, she understands exactly who the student is. That's what he quotes. Said Rav Yoshev, Chayev HaRofe Lekachat Chofesh. The doctor has to take holidays and write it down himself. Not to dictate it to the secretary. He said the same way the doctor takes holidays called Sheni V'Chamishi for private matters. These doctors take holidays all the time for all matters. He said Limnoya Rechilus is an important aim, and to be Chasek Veda Zulas, and therefore you should take holiday. That's what it says that Rav Yoshev said. Aye. What about the Tzitzit Eliezer Taina that Adas came? The Tzitzit Eliezer said that the medical student came in to Adas Kane. He knew that this is the procedure and he was Meichel. Said Rav Yoshev, no, it's an Asmachta. No, it's not called Nechila. He didn't realize, he thought he'd do well. He had a concept called an Asmachta. He didn't think he'll be so lousy. He had a terrible report. And we find in certain places that mechila doesn't help. Mechila on tzar aguf does not help. For example, we find in kiddushin you test someone base a man who's mekadesh a woman. Hareat mukudeshesli amana she'en lecholai she'er ksus va'ino. I'm marrying you on the condition that you're meichel on your rights, my obligations to you. Says Rav Yudah, it works for Dovah Sheba Momen, but not for Tzara Guf. So the Ksus, the share, she can be Meichlon, not the Oino. It's called Tzara Guf. So you see, the Tzara Guf doesn't help Mechila. We find in Shulchan Aruch Chaim Kuf Samach Tes that when you have a waiter who's bringing in food, you have to allow him to taste, because otherwise he's big tsar. He smells the food, he's hungry, he has big tsar. Says the Shulchan Aruch. Says Mishra, what happens if you made a condition up front with the waiter, I'm not providing you with food? Says Mishra, it doesn't help. It doesn't help at night because he has tsar. At night, the mechila doesn't help. No, As they talk to Rav Yoshe. So according to Rav Yoshe, you've got to take holidays. What do I think? I don't. It sounds strange to me. Why? I feel there's a difference between a person who is on Shabbos is driving an ambulance to save a Jewish life. Is he Michal Shabbos or not? He's doing a mitzvah. Is he Michal Shabbos? Yes. Says in the Torah, don't do melacha. He's doing melacha. He's doing the right thing, a wonderful thing. Same Pinuch Nefesh. But he's Michal Shabbos. We spoke about it the other week. There's the Fnei Iver on that. If I caused him to be Michal Shabbos, he's doing mitzvah, but he's Michal Shabbos. I believe, I think, the secretary who is, it's in the course of her work, she's b'chana hearing to be nene, to for gossip. She is doing her task. Her task is to write down what the doctor says. There's no maisa rechidus over here. Rechidus is slander. Slander is to say negative things for the sake of being negative. That's what rechidus is. The doctor is doing the toeles. The hospital is the toeles. The secretary is doing her task the toeles. There's no hefts of rechidus over here. It doesn't start. If there's a way out, if it can be avoided.
If she goes in. Passes it on,
but for sure that's also probably she can't, but you're not allowed to believe it. But there's no chevta aver of it because it's b'chal not gossip. It's not rechidus.
The gossip will be passed.
Yeah, but that would definitely be also. She's not doing nice aver b'chal. Don't eat kapara. I'll give you a marshal. It says a person should daven. It says a yuredes. Says Gemara should daven that she shouldn't give birth on Shabbos. Why? Because even giving birth on Shabbos is a heter, but might see Michal Shabbos. Should daven that the birth shouldn't happen on Shabbos? Should a person daven that no one should ask him about Shiduchim? You have Rosh Hashiva as Talmidim, should he daven that no one should ask me? No. Because it's not gossip. As much as you're saying it to her, it's not b'chan or ma'is ha'vera b'chal. There's no chetz ha'vera. It's b'chan or gossip. That's what I think. So as long as there's a tzorech, he doesn't have to take up holidays. Well, I think the hospital don't want him to take holidays. So what the hospital paying for a secretary for? They want him to be have his hands free, should be available to deal with patients, not to be typing up reports. That's not what the hospital wants. His mama should. It's against their kavana. They pay a salary that shouldn't happen. They want the hospital to have his hands free. Yes.
I still think there might be an issue for her to believe it.
Oh, yeah, no one says she should believe it. So she has to be like a robot. A robot, what you say, I'm right. So.
Yeah, but it's kedai for her, meaning it's a difficult situation that she's hearing things and sounds for her, and she's not allowed to believe it. So meaning she's still in a situation where it could lead to a error very easily just by her.
That's true for everyone. It's true for any time you say a shidduch, you say negative things. The person's not allowed to believe it, it's only choishesh. So that's how it goes. There's certain conditions. Yeah.
In that way, it actually could be worse than being Michal Shabbos. Because when you're Michal Shabbos, you're doing the big mitzvah.
Uh-huh.
It's a terrible thing to not do. Whereas if someone's hearing Lashon Hara and they're not allowed to believe it,
that's true for every time. Every Lashon Hara tells us you can't believe. That's true for every time. The receive also, when someone phones you up for Shidduch, you're not allowed to believe what you're saying. Only Choshesh. Say, that's true. That's true every time. Nothing special over here. That's across the board, that's the case. Can't believe it. Maisa, we have a precedence for this called the Safra the Dina. Safra the Dina is you have in the Beis Din, you have the scribe, the Dayanim, who writes down the Dinas. What's he doing there? Let the Dayanim, why should he be there? He's hearing terrible accusations, what Reuven says, calls Shimon, what Shimon says about Reuven. He's hearing terrible things, Mamash Lashon Hara, terrible things. Each one's being accused of. So what's his hazard to be there? You're going to tell, should Rav Yoshe tell the Dayan you have to write the report down yourself and then the Safa Dayan has to leave? When Rav Yoshe sat in Beis Din, you think he wrote the report? Mata Choshev, you sat in Beis Din. You think that there was no Safed Adayna? Try to Safed Adayna, he's a robot. He's not supposed to be giving any of his own opinions. He has to write down what he's told, what Reuben says, what Shimon says. He's a robot. He's not doing Maiser Rechilas Bechal. Last point, can a Vad bite? Can they write, put a list of the people who haven't paid? Also, Cheshbon, can they do that? I've been looking around, I found the Chut HaShoni, where Rav Nissim says that we find in the Gemara a father who doesn't feed his children over than six, he doesn't have to feed them Ikradin, we embarrass him in public. We say, you was an Oirev, the Oirev cares for his kids and you don't. It's Paschal and Shulchan Aruch. So, Lechura, here as well, we can embarrass people. So, as of Nissim, hey, there's no need for that because you can just write the people who have paid. Aye, people can understand, people haven't paid. That's water. You have to publicize Oysa Mitzvah. People do a mitzvah, you can publicize them. I can indict that the other people won't seem to do the mitzvah. That's what Nissim says, huh? Have a list of people who have paid. I see the Cohen family is not on there. I wrote who did the mitzvah. That's not Lashon Hara to write who did the mitzvah. Huh?
There's five people that took a test, and I say Malik is these four people who are passing the test. And assuming it's Lashon Hara to say that he failed the test, that's not Lashon Hara. But if I say I just want to let everybody know that this guy failed, and saying the four passed. It's a very strong implication.
Yeah, but here there's a need for it. Here, because EF Shai, these guys are not paying. The disgusting people are not paying. The Mazalza and the Vada Bites. I wouldn't stand to that, as you're saying, because it's embarrassing. Here, Bethlehem, these guys are Varyonim. They're not paying for the elevator. They're using the elevator, not paying for it. They're Varyonim. Mamish Reikadim. So I'll write at the Vada Bites. I'll write just the people have paid. But Mashma Mitvarov, but if that doesn't work, since he compared it to the guy that we embarrass in public, he's not Machari, that's based in that his individual. So I think that Mashma Midvarov, that if that doesn't work and you have to write his name explicitly, I think it'll be Mutter. This morning I met the Dayan, I had Siat Ishmael, one of Dayanim, Davin Mashul today. I asked him, he said, he told me, in his opinion, that Im Efshar, he said, you warn him first. Im Efshar, this guy's not going to pay up, there's nothing he can do. If guys, people don't pay, there's not much you can do about it. So you warn him, and if it doesn't work, he doesn't hit the warning, you could, if necessary, if it's going to help. So if it's not going to help, then you can't put his name up. It's stam. Stam make him achlekas. If it's not going to help. But if it's going to help, you could paste his name all over the elevator, say, please, Cohen family, please pay up as quickly as possible. Yeshar koyach, so we learned about accounts, and remember, our main account is Kachosh Baruch Hu, Chameshrim, we have to give accounts. So we learned sometimes the accounts in Ikaradin, sometimes the film, sometimes just Yisim Nakim. Thank you very much. Have a good Shabbos. Thank you.